We're still trying to make sense of a mass shooting at a birthday party in Dadeville last weekend, which left 4 people dead and at least 32 people injured. 5 people have been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting. Lawmakers in Montgomery held a moment of silence for the victims this week. The incident also prompted some strong words from lawmakers. That's where we start our weekly legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
I want to begin with the Democrats. What did you hear from Democratic lawmakers in response to this shooting?
I guess it was Monday. The Legislative Black Caucus was in Birmingham. They had actually planned to be there anyway, but they had a kind of an impromptu press conference calling for action. Some of it was specific. A lot of it was nonspecific. You hear the phrase, you know, we need to do something. There were a couple of specific proposals. One is this red flag proposal from Senator Marika Coleman. She's had this bill for several years now, dealing with the mental health side and allowing for a law enforcement process to remove guns from those deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. Also, an assault weapons ban. As news kept coming out of Dadeville, it became clear that this tragedy wasn't really fitting into a narrative like some others do. And so, like, that red flag bill probably wouldn't apply here. Republicans, on the other hand, are talking more about bills to strengthen crime penalties, sentencing, going after illegal guns. There's a gang violence bill that the Senate Judiciary Committee passed this week. So Democrats are talking about guns and gun control. Republicans are talking more about crime.
Also this week, Governor Kayyavi signed a bill into law on Tuesday that would establish new rules about visits with loved ones in hospitals. What would that entail under this now law?
This is obviously a remnant of COVID, as so many people were frustrated with the hospital and nursing home policies that kept loved ones from being able to visit and be with their loved ones, in some cases, while they were dying. But it essentially would require nursing homes and hospitals and any other kind of care facilities to adopt visitation policies that allow visitors in those end-of-life situations. I should note that it was written in close consultation with those industries, with the hospital industry and the nursing home industry, so they're on board with it, with the understanding that if the federal government says that no visitation, they're going to have to follow the federal government.
On Thursday, Governor Ivey signed a package of 4 economic development bills into law. She has been calling this the game plan. We've talked about this before, but remind me what these now laws would do.
Yeah, this is sort of her signature legislation this session. We use economic incentives, tax credits, and other means to attract companies. That is a law that the state uses to go and offer these incentives. And that law was expiring. They set it to expire to basically force the legislature to make revisions, to update the law to make sure it's keeping up with economic trends. So that's what they've done. They've updated the law, modernized it. They've raised the cap of how much money the state can have leveraged at one time. They say we frequently get up to that cap and we want to be more flexible. One of the exciting things they're talking about is innovation. They want to jumpstart Alabama's innovation economy by allowing for grants for some of these tech startups, things like that, and especially underserved businesses, the minorities, and in rural areas. And so a lot of folks are excited about that component. There's also a transparency bill that would require that every incentive that is used for a project is posted online for everybody to see. And so that's certainly something new in the economic development realm.
Well, finally, I wondered, Todd, if you could do your best Harry Carey and tell us about the Battle of Goat Hill. That's the it's the annual legislative softball game. You were there?
I was, yes. Oh, Harry Carey, bringing me back to my childhood. We had a great time. This is the second year they've done it, and it's just a great time. The House plays the Senate. Down there at the Biscuits Stadium in downtown Montgomery, members are playing the members, and the judges were the umpires, right? Our appellate judges. So it was a great time, and raising money for tornado victims in Selma. So all the proceeds went to that. So look, there's a lot of arguing that goes on in the State House, a lot of back and forth, and a lot of serious topics. So it's kind of nice to be able to blow off some steam and down at the ballpark.
And who won this year?
The Senate won for the second straight year, and I'm telling you, there's some hurt feelings about that. The House is not happy about these outcomes.
Well, Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.